This final parsha of the year before Rosh Hashanah is a call for tshuva. Parshas Nitzavim is right before the end of the year. And Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur are just around the corner. And the Torah is making a last-ditch effort to engage us in tshuva, to inspire us to do tshuva, to motivate us to do tshuva. And the parsha states, is a pasuk that says, Ki karav elecha davar me'od. The matter of Torah is close to us. It's very close. It's very dear and near to us. It's much closer than we realize. It's within reach. It's within grasp. It's within our capacity. Ki karav elecha davar me'od. It's very, very close to us. So what's the key? If tshuva is so near, how do we access it? What does it mean that it's so close to us? What's the easy solution? It's karov, it's close, it's right there for us. So there must be a simple solution, a simple key, a simple code to access this tshuva. The Chidah makes a beautiful drasha on this pasuk, particularly on the word me'od. It's his own idea, but he suggests that the word me'od could be a reference to one's midos, one's character, the refinement of character. And the Chidah bases this idea on Chazal's drasha on the words Uvichol Me'odecha, we say in Shema. Uvichol Me'odecha is darshaned in the Mishnah and Maseches Brachos in the last parak, that one must love Hashem Bechol Me'odecha, Bechol Mida Umida Shu Mode Lecha Have Mode Lo, which means every single Mida, every single measure, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, whether it's good or whether we think it's bad, every midah, we must be modelo. We must thank him, we must recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here as well, the word me'od could mean midah, character traits, behavior. Ki karev elecha hadavar me'od, the midah is the key. He explains that through one's refinement, improvement, and development of character, the one's development of midos, the Torah and tshuva become natural, becomes accessible. In other words, how is tshuva so near? What does it mean, ki karev elecha davar? The answer is me'od, through midos. Midos are the keys to tshuva. That's what it means, ki karev elecha davar? How? Through me'od, through midos. That's the chiddush, that's the idea of the Chidah. There are four foundations of the world. There's water, there's wind, there's fire and dirt, there's mayim, there's ruach, there's esh, and there's afar. These are the four yesodos of the world. And each one represents a different area of one's midos. So water symbolizes the world of lust and desire, the world of taiva. This is why Dor Mabul was punished with water, because it was a world of lust and taiva. The wind, the ruach, represents the world of speech. A person speaks with hevel, ruach, against lashon hara and nivol peh. Fire represents anger and arrogance. And dirt, afar, represents laziness and sadness, the dirt, the ground, lowliness. By perfecting these four arenas, one can achieve the highest levels of tshuva. Mayim and ruach and esh and afar, all these different areas, by perfecting the ma'od, the midos, you've achieved true tshuva. And the Chidah points out that these four arenas are all alluded to in this very pasuk. Because the whole pasuk reads, ki karev elecha hadavar ma'od, that tshuva is so close, it's within reach through ma'od, beficha ubilvavcha la'asoso. These three words, beficha, bevavcha, la'asoso, capture these four arenas of mayim, of ruach, of esh, and afar, hasso. So the word beficha, your mouth, symbolizes both lust and speech. Water and wind. Now, wind, ruach, it's understandable how beficha refers to ruach, speech. How does it refer to mayim in the world of taiva? So the Sefer Yetzir explains that the peh is in the center of the body, on the upper part of the body, and the Makom HaMila is in the lower part, but also in the center of the body. There's a strong correlation between the peh and the Makom HaMila. So that connection of lust, taiva, is alluded to in the word beficha. The word ubevavcha symbolizes the fire. the fire of one's heart, the passion, the anger, the arrogance. A person has to channel that fire, the passion, bevavcha, into that which is positive. And the final word, la'asoso, corresponds to dirt, laziness and depression. La'asoso means to do, to be active. It's the opposite of being lazy and passive. By refining these four areas, beficha, both the ruach and the mayim, bevavcha, the esh, the fire, the passion, la'asoso, the ability to do, and against laziness, the tshuva emerges much closer than imagined. That's what it means, ki karv elecha davar me'od, by working the midos of beficha, bevavcha, la'asoso, we're going to achieve tshuva. It's really right there, right around the corner. It's so accessible. The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Lamed Amud Aleph tells us that if we want to be a chassid, you should learn the following three areas. Hayman Dvar Yilahev, a chassid, you want to be a chassid, a chassida, L'kayim Mila Nezikin, you should fulfill the words of Nezikin, dealing with different halachas of damaging neighbors and friends. Rava Mar Mila De Avos, you should learn Pirkei Avos, some say refers to the Midos of the Avos, HaKadoshim. V'amila Mila De Brachos, you should learn the halachas of Brachos. These three categories of Nezikin, Avos, and Brachos, explains the Gra, is referring to three areas of mitzvahs. The world of Nezikin captures the area, stresses the area importance of Beit Adam L'Chavero, that's Nezikin, not damaging each other. The world of Avos represents and stresses the importance of Beit Adam L'Atzma, referring and refining your own midos, and perfecting them. And the world of Brachos stresses the importance of Beit Adam L'Makom, saying a bracha to Hashem. These are three different arenas, three different areas. And often when doing tshuva, we focus on the mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Makom, our obligations towards the Ribono Sholom, how we could daven better, how we could learn better. Less often do we think about the mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chavero, our treatment of our people, friends and neighbors, and family. But even less often do we think about mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Atzmo, the obligations to ourselves, our personal growth and development, our character and refinement, midos. Midos oftentimes is at the bottom of the totem pole in our world. This last grouping is the primary way to achieve tshuva, says the Chidah. Ki karev alecha hadavar me'od. Even though perhaps it's maybe last on our list of things that should be worked on, the Chidah says it should be the first thing because everything flows when you work on your character. If we can hone in on midos, on bein adam la'atzmo, if we can develop the four arenas of the midos, the mayim, the ruach, the Eish and the Afar, then we can truly and meaningfully access real tshuva. Everyone should have a ksiva, v'chasima tova, good Gebenshtira, a wonderful Shabbos.